Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks for the long-term investor. Today, we're diving deep into Western Union, ticker WU, a name that's been around forever but faces some real headwinds in the digital age. Western Union has been the go-to for cross-border money transfers for generations, but recent results show the business is shrinking while management tries to pivot toward efficiency and new partnerships. The stock trades around $8 with a market cap just over $2.5 billion, and investors are getting paid a hefty dividend yield above 11% right now. That yield looks tempting, yet the revenue trend tells a different story. The company operates primarily through consumer money transfers, which still make up the bulk of revenue, alongside a smaller but growing consumer services segment. Headquartered in Denver and led by CEO Devin McGranahan, Western Union serves customers sending money to over 200 countries. With about 9,600 employees, it's a lean operation these days after years of cost-cutting, but the core business model is under pressure from faster digital competitors and slowing migration flows. Breaking down the numbers, last year's revenue came in at roughly $4 billion, split between $3.5 billion from consumer money transfers and $543 million from consumer services. Geographically, North America contributed the largest slice at about $1.44 billion, followed by Europe and CIS at $1.12 billion, with Latin America and the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia regions making up the rest. The mix shows heavy reliance on traditional transfers, and recent quarters have seen that core segment slip as fewer people move money the old way. On the earnings front, the second quarter of 2026 came in soft, with EPS of 31 cents, missing estimates by a wide margin and down from 42 cents a year earlier. Full year 2025 results showed net income of about $500 million on revenue of $4.04 billion, a step down from the prior year. Margins remain decent with a net profit margin near 11%, but the trend of declining top-line results is the bigger concern for investors looking at sustainability. Management commentary from the recent earnings call highlighted a push into artificial intelligence for cost savings and a continued focus on digital channels. Executives noted unexpected pressure from falling migration volumes and are leaning on partnerships like the one with Total Wireless to drive fee-free transfers through wireless plans. They also discussed the Intermex acquisition aimed at bolstering the Americas business, though integration risks remain on the table. Overall, the tone was one of cautious optimism around efficiency gains offsetting revenue softness. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit near $8.3 billion, with stockholders' equity around $958 million. The company generates solid operating cash flow, recently around $544 million, which supports the generous dividend payouts of over $300 million annually. Free cash flow has been consistent in the $350 to $400 million range in recent years, giving management room to return capital even as the business contracts. Debt levels are manageable relative to cash generation, though the payout ratio looks stretched if earnings keep trending lower. On valuation, the model points to a fair value somewhere around $7 using a forward PE approach suited to this financial services business. We're currently trading a bit above that rough estimate at around $8. For a company like Western Union, PB and dividend yield metrics offer better context than traditional DCF because banks and payment firms don't generate free cash flow the same way industrial companies do. The forward multiple sits near 4.5 times, which is low but reflects the declining revenue outlook. If assumptions around growth or payout stability shift, that ballpark fair value could move noticeably higher or lower. You can run your own scenarios on the intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com to see how sensitive the number is. Strengths include the massive global network, strong brand recognition, and consistent free cash flow that funds a high dividend. Weaknesses center on the shrinking core transfer business and heavy dependence on legacy channels. Opportunities lie in digital partnerships and AI-driven cost cuts, while threats come from fintech competitors, regulatory hurdles, and ongoing migration slowdowns that could pressure volumes further. Over the past year, the stock has been roughly flat to slightly down, but the longer-term picture shows steep declines, with a 5-year drop exceeding 60%. Recent weeks have seen some volatility around the earnings miss, and the shares continue to trade in a narrow range as investors weigh the high yield against the structural challenges. Wrapping up, Western Union offers an eye-catching yield but comes with real risks as the traditional money transfer model fades. The valuation looks reasonable on paper, yet sustained revenue pressure could force dividend adjustments down the road. For income-focused investors comfortable with the turnaround bet, it might warrant a small position, but most long-term holders will want to see clearer signs of stabilization first. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives. And I'll see you in the next one.